Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. If you're a business and you are interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can call us at 631-425-7707. Now, if you're on our mailing list, you might have noticed that we had certified medium Bobby Allison scheduled for tonight's show. Bobby's feeling a little bit under the weather, so we'll have her on the show at a later date, and we certainly hope that she's feeling better soon. And meanwhile, our guest medium on the show tonight will be Angelina Diana. She will be joining us in just a moment. First, we do have a couple of quick updates. Our summer grief retreat is coming up very soon, and we'll be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. And the dates for this event are set for Friday, August 17th, through Sunday, August the 19th. And our guest on tonight's show, Angelina Diana, will be there, along with two of our other certified mediums. We have Amy Utzman and Joe Peretta will be there. This is such an amazing and healing event with our certified mediums as well as other facilitators at this event. So if you'd like to attend, you can sign up right from our website. Try to do that soon because early bird rates are going to end on June 30th. Also, we have another medium convention coming up called Mediums Behind the Scenes. This will be on November 9th through the 11th at the Holiday Inn in Fort Myers, Florida. You'll spend a weekend with six of our certified mediums, as well as other afterlife experts. This will be a really fun weekend. It'll feature an extraordinary program of spirit communication, mind reading, spirit art, spoon bending, out-of-body experiences, much, much more. So we hope that you'll join us for that. For more information about this event and all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So let's get to our show for tonight. We'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we'll be looking forward to taking your calls on the air. So let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Angelina Diana. In addition to her work as an evidential psychic medium, Angelina has been a popular radio show host and a newscaster for many years, including on this show on Mediums and Messages. And in addition to her many guest appearances on radio and TV, Angelina currently hosts her own radio show called From the Other Side on 980 WCAP. Along with her work at Forever Family Foundation, Angelina was also certified as a research medium through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program with Dr. Gary Schwartz. And we're always happy to have her back with us. Hi, Angelina. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. It's wonderful to be here with you tonight.
Awesome. I know you were just on just a few months ago, and we always have a great time when we have you on the show. Thank you, by the way, so much for filling in for tonight for Bobby.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I hope she feels better.
I hope so, too. Yeah. So we have a few minutes to chat before we go to our commercial breaks. And, you know, I always tell people that there's nothing like establishing a direct connection to your own loved ones that would be without the help of a medium. So maybe we could talk a little bit about that little doorway to the spirit world called meditation. What would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think it's really interesting that, and I'm sure you feel this way too, that when you hear the word meditation, there's sometimes intimidation. You know, like, I don't know if I can meditate. What is meditation? If I'm a clear plane of glass, that means I'm nothing. So how am I going to hear something? I mean, your mind completely goes kind of haywire, which is normal. And if you're coupling that with grief as well, it can really be just a big, heavy weight on your shoulders when somebody says, oh, just meditate. So I liken it to daydreaming and also, of course, balancing the more difficult days that you're grieving. They're two different processes. I mean, you're grieving the physical, but of course, when you want to reach your loved ones, you're actually entering, I believe, into their world, into the non-physical. So first, I say to my clients, first check in with your physical being. How are you doing today? How are you feeling? Yes, you're going to feel sad. Yes, you're going to have moments of that heavy grief. And of course, I don't feel you heal grief. I just feel you manage it through the years.
Right.
So have a moment where you can breathe a little easier. That's when I would love it if you can try daydreaming a visit. Not them visiting you, but you visiting them. Because I think when we're grieving, we're victimized by grief. And that when we're victimized, we tend to want to lay back and say, okay, loved one in spirit, you do all the work, because we're completely done because of grief. So I really think it's important to establish a second area. I always say it's the second best thing. It'll never be the first best thing. It's the second best thing to do is to daydream a moment with them where you're controlling the conversation. You're taking your being and your physical being and putting it on the back burner and going into their world by daydreaming, shifting your consciousness into a daydream. And then once you're in that daydream and you have a conversation, your work isn't over. A lot of people say, well, I do that. I talk to them all the time. But then I'll say to them, but do you listen? And the answer is, no, I don't. No, I'm impatient. So I think you have to slow down the process of how you connect, because we want to put our thinking mind in it. Because if I'm talking to, say, you right now and I say something, more than likely you're going to respond back, right, through my physical senses.
Right.
But we have to really put our heart and our spiritual being into the spiritual mindset, not the physical mindset, the spiritual mindset that we are now conversing in a non-physical way, and we have to slow down our timing.
Right.
And then once we do that, we have an intention, always have an intention. Especially when you start, because I think the important thing is by having an intention, when you receive an answer back, your mind isn't racing on who it is. You attribute it to someone, and even if you don't have the evidence right away, spirit will surprise you. They will, in a very unique, I feel, a humbling way to the griever, myself included, will come back with something that is so uniquely them and answering it in their language. And I think that's besides, you know, setting the tone of going into their world, the next thing to really think about is expect the unexpected, because
I think that's a good idea always.
But they're going to answer back, but in their own rhythm of energy.
Yeah.
So I really want to encourage everyone that always say to yourself, this is the second best thing, but it's something that I can grab control over,
right.
Have some faith and some hope over grief, even though you can't always overshadow grief, you can certainly create a bridge of hope. And by daydreaming with intention, with the hope and faith to know that there is something deeper inside your life, not your external life, but your internal life, mm-hmm. that you know is still connected. And I do believe with time and practice, you can learn the spiritual language of love and get not just a penny, a song on the radio, a feather, but a conversation. So
right.
I hope.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I really do want to encourage everyone listening to try. Again, it's not going to feel right in the beginning, and it's going to almost feel, depending on where you are in your grief, because everyone grieves differently, it might almost feel lackluster. It's going to mm-hmm. feel in the beginning, why am I doing this? But Spirit knows how you feel. They know your feelings. They understand your journey, because they certainly have had their eyes, spiritual eyes, awakened now that they see their whole journey in front of them
right.
now.
I agree and with now, that totally. Yeah.
Yeah, now they're a part of your life in a deeper sense. And even though for our physiological body it's difficult, I just want to encourage everyone to give that a try.
Yeah, because I really think that direct communication is just so awesome. It's just it's a wonderful experience for people to have. And, you know, you really spoke so eloquently about that. I love the way you phrased this. And I think the thing that stands out the most to me is when you said, this is about you visiting them, not just about them visiting you. So that power of intent, oh my gosh, that's powerful stuff, you know. So yeah, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. All righty. Well, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Angelina Diana, and we will be opening up our phone lines to callers as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death, A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Angelina Diana. So we're going to go to our phone lines now. And before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that our phone lines are lit up, usually right before the show, and we do try to get to as many calls as we can. So if you're one of the people calling and we take your call on the air, we do like to hear your voice. So if you'd like a connection with Spirit, or maybe you have a question for us, I'm going to call out to you by your first name, but you know, we want to hear you speak for just a few seconds. All right, so let's get to our first caller. I believe we have Denise calling in from New York. Are you with us, Denise?
Hi, I am. Thank you.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a little mini reading?
I would like to have a connection, please.
Okay. Angelina.
Hi, Denise. There's a couple things I'm sensing with you. As you were talking, I was taking my hair and putting pins in the back of it and doing like a nice little French twist. And I have a woman here who claims that she did that for you. Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't. But what does make sense is that I have my hair wrapped up right now. I don't know if that's what you're getting, but
it could be. Now, let me get more evidence first to be sure, because I just don't want to say yes, because I see the intention of it. I see her doing that to you. So usually for me, if it's not literal, it's a mirroring, meaning that she's doing it with you or she's connected to you in that way. So I'd like you to look at a female connected on mom's side. I feel like she was bedridden for quite some time. She claims that she has your cheekbones. You have very high cheekbones, she says. Is that true?
Yeah, I do sort of have high cheekbones. And I do have a female on my mother's side that I think you might be connecting with.
And she's talking about her cheekbones as well, too, because I'm seeing, hearing, and feeling her. So that's why I don't have a direct connection right away. I'm trying to keep up with her, which shows me her personality, by the way. Busy, 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 getting stuff done. And again, mirroring that to you as well. So this is what I call a mirror reading and a short reading. And so I feel you could find a picture of her with her hair up in a twisted bun. And
yes.
I feel like she sometimes occasionally do that. Is that correct?
Yes, when she was younger, yes.
Okay. So I want to say to you that sometimes we do things and we don't know why. Now, I'm not saying spirit, you know, I don't believe in possession. I don't think spirit does things to creep you out or anything. But when we're connecting to spirit, sometimes we mirror things and we don't know why. And I feel like in a really cool way, she's kind of saying, I kind of made you twist your hair up tonight. Because that's what I
okay.
And I see your high cheekbones, I like your hair away from your face is what I would do too as well. Now, this female connected on mom's side, she was bedridden for quite some time. Is that correct?
She was ill and she didn't have great mobility.
Okay. Just say yes or no. But I have to honor the restriction she's making me feel. And I
she did have physical restrictions.
Okay. And what I want to honor is the fact that she showed it over a longer period of time. Prior to that, or in between it, she was vacillating back and forth. She was showing me that mm-hmm. she was a woman with great energy when she was well, a woman that could get the job done. She just could yes. amp things up, right? So she's showing yes. me almost a before and after, like, well, before I got sick. And to her, then she felt the restriction, like, I feel bedridden. So I feel like that does validate her. And I can tell you that I cannot even keep up with her, because the next thing she's showing me, okay, I don't even know what this is, but I'm seeing an interesting thing. Was she into mixed drinks?
No, not really.
Let me show you what I'm seeing then. I'm seeing what looks to be a wine glass or a very ornate glass, and inside of it, I'm seeing what looks to be like a sunrise. I don't know. To me, I don't know if this is orange juice mixed in with something else, or if it's something very artistic that's created by her or that she has. What's coming to mind, too, are those, I forgot what they were called, but those salt castles that you used to be able to make. She's showing me something very ornate and glass and pretty. So I'd like you to look for that, too, if it doesn't ring a bell. But I feel like it's connected to her.
Years ago, she used to do sand art, and she would use colorful sand.
Did she ever put them in glasses?
Yes, all the time.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so you'll have to please excuse me, but it's like she's showing this to me. And usually when spirit shows me, it shows me that they're artistic. And the glass, and I didn't know if this was a fancy glass with like this incredible sunrise kind of drink. Like, I couldn't figure it out. But the colors,
it makes sense. The sand art could look like kind of like a sunrise, like a horizon.
But she also made me hear sandcastle. She made me hear sandcastle. So I feel like she was trying to put the message together for me, which shows me in
closing.
That's
it. It's the sand. Yes. Brilliant.
Yeah. But she is. This is her, not me. I was just going to say she's very brilliant and unique. But what's also very interesting is her patience with me as I'm trying to figure her out. That's her personality, right? Very patient lady?
No, not really. But she must really want to get her message across, so she's putting up with you.
Well, then let me rephrase this, because I'm getting a different feeling. She's teaching me how to understand her. So if she was impatient, she still must have been a great teacher.
Yes.
Okay. So that's how I'm misinterpreting her, because I have to take her pacing. So knowing the short time that we're together, she's two steps ahead of me, but she's giving a lot of evidence to her, and I can't keep up with her, which also tells me in closing, Denise, she's got her energy back. She's moving around. She's able to get the job done. And she mirrors that with you, too. So please know that that's a message, her intention, that you can get the job done. You can keep on moving around. And I hope this helps you in the short time that we're together.
It does. Thank you so much. That was so interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling into
Bye-bye.
The show, Denise. Okay. Take care. All righty, let's go to our next caller. I believe we have Mary calling in from New York. Are you with us?
I am.
Yes, hi. Welcome to the show. Am I saying your name right? It's Mary?
Yes, Mary.
Yes. Okay.
M-A-R-Y,
Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes, I would. Thank
you. All right, I'm going to turn you over to Angelina.
Hi, Mary. I've got a male figure coming through. Hi, I've got a male figure coming through, too. One of them feels older, one of them feels younger. The older male, to me, he talks about this shift and change that you just had in your household. And I feel like he's got a very fatherly figure, so I want to honor the dad's path on your side.
Okay. Yes, my dad did.
Okay. Now, what he's doing, he's taking his fist and putting it on his hip, and he's taking his other hand and putting it under his chin. He's making me do this right now. And he's kind of saying, lots of changes around the house lately, I see. I'm hearing this.
Okay.
But I'm seeing physicality. Dad's pacing when he was here was almost observatory, but he had an opinion. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yes, it does, very much so.
Now, his opinion seems to be that there's a lot of changes around your home, but he doesn't make me see the physical changes. He makes me feel them. So to me, that's another mirroring of what you're feeling about your home. You feel like there's been a lot of changes, correct?
Okay. Yes, I have.
Okay. So I want to honor that aspect. Now, the younger male to him feels like a son. Is there a husband figure passed for you?
No, but my nephew just recently passed, and we were very close. He was He was 50. So.
Try not to give me additional information, but I have to honor, was your nephew married?
Yes.
I have to talk to his wife, so send this message to his wife.
Okay.
So I do think that, now first let me get more evidence, I want to be sure. Your father makes me feel like he passed from what feels like stomach, liver, and back issues, because that's where he makes me feel them. So there's a little bit of a mystery. There's a little bit of a mystery to Dad's passing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, because he's not exactly telling me. Your nephew, if this is your nephew, because I want to be sure, because I felt husband, and then I heard him say, I didn't talk to my wife. So I want to be sure this is your nephew. Your nephew passed unexpected. Is that correct?
Exactly, yes.
Now, when he passed, there is still a question mark. Is that correct?
Yes, there was.
So I'm getting dad question mark, nephew question mark. I feel like in the short time that we're together, and it's a feeling, and I want more evidence, but I feel like they're kind of being a little mysterious with me, not exactly telling me, even though we kind of get a sense of how they passed. To tell me their intentions.
Okay.
They're playing with me a little bit. And I can tell you that your nephew is very playful, correct?
Yes, he was, yes.
But he's saying to me, I'm with your dad, I'm hearing this, and I'm feeling, so I'm hearing and feeling, I'm not seeing anything yet, hearing and feeling that the reason why they're coming through together is to bring you support because you've had two major men in your life pass and you don't have an answer as to why.
Question
mark.
Exactly correct. Yes.
So I want to ask, that's first their intention. Secondarily, I feel your nephew, you know this about me. This will prove that it's me. I'm like, I'm sitting at the edge of my seat waiting for him to tell me. I am. He's like, he's kind of reeling me in. So I feel like he's got a charm about him, but he also has a sensitivity towards you. And he makes me feel really strong that you always felt he was older than his actual chronological age.
Yes,
did you feel
true.
That? Okay, so he's telling you that's how you feel about him. So I feel like any medium can say, oh, they're coming through and saying they love you and they respect you. But then he has to tell me why. And the reason why is because you treated him like an equal because you appreciated the fact that he was older than his years in maturity, right?
Correct.
And that you treated him as an equal and he loved the fact that you loved him and respected him back that way.
Okay. Thank
that
you.
That was your
relationship.
That's true. So I'm giving you a sense. I'm getting a very sensitive, in-tuned man here to you.
Okay.
And that was your relationship back.
Was.
Okay. Now, the last thing I want to say to you is that he says he wants more time. I'm sorry. Okay. He's a little pushy when he wants something.
Oh, yes, he was. Yes.
A little pushy when he was. I want more time with her. I'm like, well, you spend a lot of time with her. But I want to be heard more. So. Was he on stage? Did he like to sing? Was he with a microphone all the time?
I think he wanted to be, yes.
Because he liked the
radio. That was him.
There's a radio thing here. Like, I like being heard by a lot of people, and I want more time to talk to you in that vein. He's always with you, but I feel like that's a side of him. He's taking two baseball bats. He's crossing them, and he's putting them in a baseball, and he's claiming you have a that's either a plaque he has or a poster he has. He has a big attraction to baseball. Is that correct?
I don't remember him having one, no. He never shared that with me. I'm not sure, but I don't remember that being something he liked.
I don't want to turn into a yes unless it is, but I'm seeing something very vivid in front of my face. So if it's not two baseball bats, and this happened with an earlier reading, I'm seeing what looks to be two things crossed like bats and then a circle around it. So I don't know how this would be connected to him unless it's an X with a circle.
Right.
So I'll just have to leave that with you because I'm seeing it.
Okay.
And it's my interpretation of a baseball thing. So I'm sorry that doesn't make sense, but to me it feels
that's
connected
okay.
to him. I do feel like there was a decision by the family not to push any more medical investigations or investigators into his
passing.
Correct. He appreciates that. So he
good.
He tells me that did he do sign language?
Did he do sign language? He may have.
Well, here's the thing. The only thing I know in sign language is thank you. And he just, sign language, thank you. And I said, okay. He goes, thank you for telling the family. They stopped the investigation. I feel a strong feeling on his part that he didn't want to drag the family through any more pain.
Exactly. Okay.
He tells
me
6 months before his passing, did he move away? Was he far away from the family? 6 months, a half a year prior?
Not physically.
Then it could be distance and feelings too. So did he remove himself from the family?
Sometimes, yes, except me.
Oh.
We stay connected, but yeah.
I respect that. So he's talking about his family. So I want you to see the full message here, okay?
Okay.
He just got done saying, I'm glad they didn't go through the investigation. I don't want my family to hurt anymore. And then he said, 6 months prior to my passing, it was like I moved away. So he's telling a story here. So it's just evidence that he knows how the family is hurting over his passing. That, yes, I passed unexpectedly, but even 6 months prior to that, I wasn't close to them. And this was hurtful for them too. So I feel like it's his way of doing what a mea culpa is, like he's looking within, saying, I'm really sorry that I put them through that.
Okay.
And I'm glad that they don't have to go through that anymore. But please know in the short time that we're together, he seems to be hanging out with your dad. And
dad
is overseeing or watching all the physical feelings you're going through because of the loss of your nephew. That's what he was saying in the beginning. But I hope this makes sense for you. And I hope this helps you very in the short time that we're together.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, this is very helpful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Mary, for calling into the show. And you be
okay,
well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, I think that was a great reading, by the way. That was awesome. You got so much really interesting information on that one. I think what we're going to do is go to our next commercial break, and then we're going to try to get to a few more people when we come back. So let's do that now. We'll take a really quick break here. We're going to get right back to our phone line. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love Knows No Death. Truer words have never been spoken.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Angelina Diana. But before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, Every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like FTD, Home Depot, Nike, QuickBooks, Urban Outfitters, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We have Angelina Diana here with us, and we've got time for a couple more calls. So we're going to go to Denise. We have another Denise calling in from New York. Are you with us, Denise?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading?
Yes, I would, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Angelina.
Hi, Denise. I'm feeling a female around you. Mother has passed for you?
No.
I have to honor the maternal figure I'm feeling around you. I feel like she's coming through to help you with your own maternal energy. This female to me makes me feel like she had cancer. I'm smelling it. So I feel like there was either a lot of chemotherapy or back and forth energy to the hospital. Does this make sense to you?
No, not at all.
Well, I want to honor the female that I'm sensing. It could be to a friend or someone around you, very maternal lady. I keep on hearing the name like Lynn, Linda, Linny. There's like an L-L-Y sounding name there. And if it doesn't make sense now, I would appreciate it if you can keep it in your head and keep it in your heart. Because I feel like there's something about you needing to feel more strength around your maternal energy. And I do feel her to be maternal, and I do want to honor her, and it might strike you later. I also feel along with her as a dog. So you have a dog that's passed?
I do, yes.
So I want to honor she's bringing this to you as a gift. So in short readings, what they do sometimes is it kind of wanes a little bit or you don't understand it, they will create what I call a spiritual bridge to say, hey, I'm here with your dog, or I'm here with your mom, or whomever it might be. This dog to me makes me feel like it was like 10 or 11 years old when it passed. It wasn't really, really old, but it wasn't really, really young. It almost feels middle-aged to me. Does that make sense to you?
Correct.
I also feel like this dog had a very sweet disposition. It's very calming. There's a youthfulness to it, but I feel like its purpose was to create calmness for you. That's why you had the dog.
Yes.
Is that correct? So animals to me, and I know Doreen agrees with this, are lessons in unconditional love. And to me, dogs are very empathic, while cats are very psychic. Cats will look at you and decide right away if they like you or not, depending on your thoughts. Dogs, on the other hand, they nuzzle up to you when you're having a bad day. They know your feelings. And I feel like this maternal woman, I keep on hearing Lynn, Lindy, cancer connected to you on the side.
Maternal energy. Cancer, is that what you're saying?
Well, I do believe, here's the other thing I was going to say to you, is that usually when a female or a maternal energy comes through with an animal, they share the same disease. So your dog had cancer, right?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so animals reflect our feelings, right? So in
correct.
Spirit, we're also going to hang around with, be comforting. Remember, this dog was a comforting person to you. Guess what the dog's job is now on the other side? It's to create comfort for other spirits. And because it had a similar disease, a mirroring, there seems to be a lot of mirroring in tonight's reading, that I do feel like this particular, I want to call it a rescue dog, is, I just heard that, I'm a rescue dog. Did you rescue this animal?
And my brother rescued him.
Okay. Rescue dog is reflecting the same energy that gave you, is now giving to another woman on the other side with cancer. Now, here's another thing about animals. Animals sometimes can come through the opposite way. I've had to call out animal abusers before. So come through and say, you didn't do this for me, or you hurt me here, you hurt me there. This dog, this 10 or 11-year-old rescue dog, hopefully show me them soon, is making me feel The reason why it's able to be so loving is because of how loving you were to the dog. Now, I know animals are always loving, but I believe animals are lessons for us. And if we generate more love from them after they pass, our job is to continue that love with other people, just as how dutiful or duty-filled that a dog is here, their job is to take the love that they gave and continuing it on the other side. So please know that this animal is coming through. I'm seeing it to be like a medium-sized dog with a very waggy tail, not a short tail. It had a longer tail, correct?
Correct.
And it has like what I would call brown overtones with very smooth, very
yes.
smooth. Well, I'm seeing the dog. I feel like it had actually like white around the eyes. You know when a dog starts to get a little older, it has the white. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So the dog had a little white around its eyes, right, on the fur?
Yes.
And I feel like the eyes to me look like a seal. You know how seals have that? It's like looking up with me with the face kind of cocked to the left, and I'm seeing these eyes, the brown, and it's saying, I'm still connected to you, like with energy. So please, I know you might have expected to hear from someone else, but I do feel, especially in short readings, there's always an intention, and the intention is to remember the unconditional love received from this dog. Know that they are carrying that love naturally, but also the love you gave the dog to help others on the other side with cancer as well. And that now you can give grief a big old black eye, believe it or not, by taking that love that you remember from that animal and showing it to humans, because that's what the dog did for you.
Yes.
Does that
yes.
make sense?
He was very loving. Yes, he was very loving, very attentive. Always, like you said, wagging his tail. He was just
but I have to say,
he was just so loving.
But you loved that animal back. You did. And
yes.
you know, like I said, I've had to call out animal abusers before. You need to know that you took care of that animal for as long as you possibly could have. For as possibly
yeah,
long as you could. You made the right decision.
Yeah, he
did.
He died unexpectedly, and then when he died is when they found out he had cancer. So,
well, I hope this helped you in the short time that we're together, and I hope if you find out who this other woman is, right before we
yeah,
found
it's interesting.
Out.
I'd like to know myself.
Okay. Well, sometimes what we can do is we need to know that animals are totems, and sometimes they do carry with them people that you might not know just to show their purpose. But I have a sense that
okay.
this is a connection to you. So it would be interesting if you can maybe check into friends or check into maybe cousins or something of that nature. And I hope this helps you in the short time that we're together.
It did. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for calling in.
Hey, thank you so much, Denise. I hope this
Thanks.
Helped just a tiny bit.
It did. Thank you. Have a great day.
Alrighty, you too. Okay, let's get to our next caller. We have Kathy calling in from Pittsburgh. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to turn you right over to Angelina.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Angelina. How are you?
I'm doing great. I do have three spirits coming through for you, three loved ones that I'm sensing, so bear with me. I do feel what feels like a very strong male energy coming through, protecting what feels like a miscarriage to me. So did you lose a child? Was there something about this child not making coming here? I have to honor what feels, I respect that. I want to honor the male energy, and maybe that might validate who that is. So this male energy to me is through very strong and protective. I keep on hearing a strong G name, G or J name, like John, Jerry, Joseph. It's like a G, J sounding name. Do you understand that? I feel like there's an unborn young spirit there. And I feel like it's connected to your family. They want to talk about the family of six, four children and a set of parents. Does this make sense to you, the four kids? So I feel like it's validating you. That's what I'm hearing. And I have to tell you, when I hear him speak, he enunciates his words very strongly. So I don't know if he has an accent, because that's sometimes how I hear accents. I only hear what I understand. Or he was very good at telling people what he felt, like, you have six people in your family. It's you. Like, that's how I heard it. So I don't know what that means. Okay, so that's why I'm getting that. Because it's I'm hearing it and I'm trying to interpret it, but he keeps on pointing, it's you, your family. But the child I have here is mine, like it belongs to me. So I feel like if you can look into that, it might provide some evidence. I do feel like he has a very strong building mentality. I don't know if he was in construction or if there was something about him building things here, but he's got what I would call a very naturally engineering mind, and he can get the job done with his hands. Does that make sense to you? And I feel like he's coming through to help you with something. So I wish I had an hour to figure that out. I don't. And I'm so frustrating him because he says I talk too much. So I'm trying to tell him that I'm trying to help him. And he's already going on to me. Like, you have to understand, I'm here to help her. She's got to fix some things and build some things. If you can't keep up with me, let's move on to something else. Like, they have more peace on the other side. They do this so that we know who it is. And I think you know who this is. But what he gives me a strong indication that the third person that's with him, I don't know if it's his sister or it's a maternal figure to you, but it has a very opposite energy than him, but he's walking towards her as if he really loves her. So is there a mother figure that's passed for you? And I feel his energy that way. So again, I don't know, in the short time we have, if he's mirroring your feelings towards your mom, or he's softening up all of a sudden, and he's really allowing this maternal energy to flow through him and to feel more peaceful. So he's making me feel that way too. So there must be something about her doing that for him in their lifetime together. Do you understand that? Okay, then I'm off by what I'm feeling. Hold on. I'm off by what I'm feeling. I need to honor then your mother's impact and how she did that for people when she was on this planet. Does that make sense? Okay, so it's my misinterpretation, and I have to be honest, I'm letting him get to me a little bit, but what I'm not off by is how he's viewing your mom. He's viewing your mom as, boy, she really knows how to calm down my energy. I'm almost gravitating towards her. So to me, this is showing me maternal energy of how mom was here. And that to me is a spiritual principle, which means it lives and breathes and stretches so easily on the other side when somebody passes. And just like, I don't know if you heard the caller before, but when animal totems have an ability to be calming, they can use that on the other side. There's something very special about maternal energy. If she created that while she was in her physical body, it's like a big magic wand on the other side. And that's how he's looking at it. Wow, she calms me down. And I feel like that's who she was when she was here, right? So I wouldn't know that unless he's telling me that. And it's from his viewpoint. I do feel your mother's energy around you. I do feel that she was very, to put it politely, mom was very economical. Is that true? Economical, almost like not cheap, but... Mom just made me cough. Did she have lung disease prior to passing? Okay, so I'm still feeling his energy. Mr. Strong One. But I do feel like Mom wants to tell me that her lungs feel better, so I have to honor that too. They're kind of mirroring that with each other. But what I need to honor is with Mother's energy, her sense of economics. I almost feel like I'm not cheap, I'm just careful with my money. So were there jokes about Mom being, Mom wasn't stingy, she was a generous lady. I feel that about her, right? But she was very careful, like not with herself maybe. I don't know, she's like, tell my daughter to be more economical like me. Like that's what I'm feeling. So is there something about your economics that feel off right now? Like Mom was physically here, would she be like saying, why are you spending that? Or why don't you say
just a few seconds left.
Okay. Please know in the short time that we're together, I do feel like Mom's watching over you. I do feel very strongly that there's a beauty in about her maternal energy and that her the way that she did things, just know that she's going to help you be more economical or easy with your lifestyle. Mom's watching over you. I'm sorry I have to cut this reading short, but know that she's with you, and I hope this helps you. Thank you.
Kathy, thank you so much for calling into the show. You be well. All righty. We are just about out of time. I can't believe how fast this hour goes, but we definitely want to thank our guest, Angelina Diana, for joining us this evening. And Angelina, if our listeners would like more information about your work, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Yes, at angelinadiana.com. I've got some events coming up. I'm going into Long Island in August. So feel free to contact me through my website.
Okay, everyone, angelinadiana.com. I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.